The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
No, I just, okay.
It is cute for the right person, but not everyone can pull it off.
No, it's not. It's never cute. Nope.
Pamela Anderson.
Nope. Here, okay. We were just talking about eyebrows, and I don't know what the hell is wrong with Gen Z. Take it from the Xers. We all, men included, plucked our eyebrows.
Oh, men did too?
Yeah.
Oh,
what?
God.
Yes. Really?
No way.
Yes.
Hold on, let me look it up.
We all did. Like, women plucked them down and nothing and then drew them back in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, very thin.
And then the pendulum swung the other way, and it's like, they don't come back. And now Gen Z's like, oh, screw having the big old caterpillar. It's like, don't do this, Z. Don't.
Yeah, don't
bring
it back.
You're going to regret. Like, don't make a change to your body that doesn't.
Like Gwen Stefani and Christina Aguilera, when they had the thin ones, they pulled it off.
No, they didn't.
But again, those are very...
It looks stupid.
I like it. I would never do it.
You have thick eyebrows.
I love my thick eyebrows. I will not touch them. I don't pluck them at all.
It doesn't look like you do. You didn't ever?
Thank you.
I didn't mean it like...
All right.
Yeah, are you tickling me over here?
What is that? I just think... You can make women, you guys sometimes, I don't know who you're doing it for, but you go and you do dumb crap, and this is a
just
dumb thing.
Just following the trends.
But yeah, who sets the trend? Who is like, no, I think the thin eyebrows should come back. Like, everyone has regretted it, but I won't. And
right.
Who like brought? Who started the trend to come back? Because you have good eyebrows. Like, leave them.
Thank
em.
You.
Leave them.
Do you know why I think Tiak wanted to talk about this?
Why?
Because I think he likes his eyebrows.
He loves his eyebrows.
I love my
He's
eyebrows.
He's got great eyebrows.
And, well, I...
They're very expressive. I never... Just now...
They've got good arches, too.
Oh, well, thank you. So,
just like,
okay.
When you... Oh, so this wow, look what they do! When you're surprised... Whoa!
Whoa!
Okay. All right. So this is newer to me because I had a unibrow, so I do pluck. I pluck in the middle,
okay.
But I never touch...
The outside?
The outside.
You're going to have to eventually...
Probably. And now I don't even do the middle. I let my wife do it because I tend to get them not quite even. Mm. I get a little pluck happy.
You don't know
happy.
Where the middle is?
I just get a little around the sides. I just get a little, I don't know, I get pluck.
One is happy. A little higher than the other.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Or further in, you know, and I'm a little,
can't you just, okay.
Lopsided. But what's new to me is I've recently gotten a couple compliments on my eyebrows, which has never happened. And it just
so
happened again
just
in this room.
So people walk up to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And go, nice brow,
so,
bro.
Like, or they've said like, oh, you have really nice eyebrows. What do you do? And I go,
oh wow.
Like, oh, nothing. I don't, I'm very
like,
lucky.
What could you do?
I don't know.
Could you
shape
put,
them or whatever? But I like
inside?
It now. I understand like what women go through. When I got that compliment, I was on cloud nine. I've never mm-hmm. felt better. But I was like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. And then I'm complimenting this person back, just finding anything I can.
Do you feel
I
like if somebody says something nice about you, you have to say something back?
Yes.
Why?
Yeah.
Because you weren't going to. If there's nothing stunning about them, why do you have to?
Well, because there's nothing
like
stunning
that.
About me, and they still
I know, but
said
so
something.
Like I don't know. Like okay, so we're at a stoplight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm in a 1990 Geo Metro, and you pull up in a Lambo, and I go, okay. "Whoa, nice car." Do you feel like, "Hey, sweet rims"? Like you don't.
Okay.
Like, no, I would probably like, just be like, "Thanks, man."
Right, so you, that's
what
I'm
okay.
saying. You don't have to.
Yeah,
Tiak has this compulsion.
It depends because that's
like,
different. You're complimenting the car. If you're complimenting the person,
but if they don't have anything, all
more,
that like you don't have to like make it up.
You can
go, like, nice.
No, you can always find something true and
yeah.
genuine to compliment.
I think
okay,
it's, yeah,
do it on me right now.
You have a wonderful personality.
See, yeah. And we all, everyone texting in right now knows that's not true. Like you keep like there's just some people.
But
like, I'm not saying that they're ugly, but like if there's nothing remarkable that jumps out at you, then you're just scrambling. You're like, nice teeth. Like you seem
a little,
like you
I guess. But when they compliment
like,
something like my eyebrows, that I don't control mm-hmm. that. I'm lucky. I was born with them.
Right.
They grew in nice. So,
so just say thank you.
But I feel like I have to like a Lambo. I worked hard, or I saved money, or I
yeah.
find it like I made decisions. To, like my eyebrows
right.
are just my eyebrows. So, I feel like I need to reciprocate.
What
that
I
more.
Do because I also get compliments on my eyebrows, which when people compliment them, it means like 14 compliments for me.
Why?
Because in middle school, my anxiety was so bad, I would be sitting in class and just finger plucking my eyebrows out. I had none.
What?
They were
you
gone.
Literally plucked it down to nothing?
Yeah.
You with your fingers?
Yeah.
It's real hard to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because have you ever had, like, you're on your way to do something and you can feel there's one in the middle and you're just sitting there, like, with every fiber of your being, you're trying to create a tweezer out of two thumbnails.
I know.
And you're like, please, God, I can't go into this place.
I was an expert.
You but pulled now, all of them. How did they come back?
I don't know. And that's why I don't.
Like Whoopi Goldberg. She has none.
Yeah.
Whoopi Goldberg, like, it's weird because her brow line moves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
so
no.
Then when she's doing the thing like you were doing, like surprise, you're like, you can tell. Yeah, it's like, oh,
that's where they're supposed to be.
They're supposed to be there, but there's nothing there.
So now I just put in product because I put
product
in like a
like
color.
What, castor oil?
No, a color. It's called Boy Brow from Glossier. It's just like, because
did
they're
you just
so
work in a shameless plug?
No, I'm being genuine. They're not going to do anything. Are you kidding me? They're no. But it's just an add color because my hair is so blonde, you can't see them.
Oh, so
them.
You are Whoopi without the product in.
Kind of. They're there. It's more, yeah, you can see the hairs, but I like more.
But what would you say to the rest of your gen? Like, tell Z
I would
not
tell
to do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Like, even if you're looking at a picture of Christina Aguilera and you're like, oh my God, look at that pencil thin thing. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Because it's
yeah. Just if you want to bring bleach your tips or do something like that, if you want to bring back like an
or
old
or you can
old
even
trend.
Like take a glue stick, do what drag queens do, and put a glue stick on, put makeup over them, conceal them, and then draw in the actual thin rather than shaving your eyebrows off. Fake it with makeup. I don't know why you're laughing. I'm being serious.
I'm thankful I've never had to think this much about him.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.